You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. Today I have Barry on Barry, who is a holistic menstrual health educator and the founder of the Flow Academy. So if you thought to yourself just now, what in the world does that have to do with visibility? She's about to break it down for you. So first of all, thank you so much for being in the classroom with me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Okay. So we're so happy to have you. So what I want to have you walk us through, and you're the expert, but I only know a little bit about this based on like the videos I watch of you and other women chatting, is how can we maximize our creativity? Because a lot of women, especially when we bring clients in at Tell Public Relations, we're talking about how to make these creative campaigns, and we're trying to create unique story angles to make them relevant. But I've realized that there are certain times of the month I am most creative and energetic and have clarity. And I don't think it's just by happenstance. So for women who are listening and they want to get out there, they want to be creative and find unique story angles for their business, they should really be doing that during a specific time. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah. So throughout the menstrual cycle, there's four phases. The first phase of your cycle is menstruation. There's actually 25% more connectivity between the right and left hemispheres of your brain during that time you're on your period. So that's when you get the creative ideas. But then the week after, that's when you're like, okay, let me get that strategic plan going. And then the week you're ovulating, that's when you're communicating the message. That's when you're pitching. That's when you choose to show up, right? So you want to get the creative angle when you're actually on your period. And then you want to communicate that message when you're ovulating about 2 weeks later.
Okay. So that's amazing. So what's helpful here is that a lot of women think like, let me just write a pitch to a journalist, or let me just do some Instagram stories. But if we are going through the motions of it, we're not maximizing our, you know, I guess creativity, because we're doing it at the wrong times. Would you agree with that?
100%. I mean, so many people are like, oh, I don't have this idea. I don't have that idea. I write down every caption idea, every email idea, every story I want to tell that week that I'm on my period. And then I go ham creating the content in advance the week that I'm ovulating, so that maybe 30 days down the line, I don't have to think about it again. I'm just like always on, but I'm only on when I'm in that ovulation phase.
See, I think there's a lesson even in that. So even you saying, hey, during this particular time frame is when I jot down all my ideas, but I execute them during this time. And I think that could be very freeing and, you know, a piece of relief for women who feel like they have to do it all at once in real time.
So absolutely. Like, I mean, right now I'm in the middle of a launch, and what I've been focusing on is aligning my actual launch with my cycle, so I don't feel burnt out. So I don't feel overwhelmed creating like videos for Instagram and doing interviews and all of these things. Everything is stacked up strategically with my cycle so that I can really perform and do what I like to call optimize my flow.
Okay. Oh, I love that. Optimize your flow. Okay. So for the ladies who are listening, if you're kind of like, oh, I only want to pitch when I feel this, or on Friday mornings is when I pitch. Okay. To some extent, having your strategy together and having those dates in your calendar for when you want to set aside time to put yourself out there is great. But we haven't completed the process if we haven't arranged it in the right way. So I'm so glad you were able to break that down for us. So could you tell us where ladies can kind of follow along with you in case they want to unpack this even further? How can they keep up with you to kind of learn all the details of this process?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So they can come hang out with me on Instagram at Barry on L Barry or at the Flow Academy.
All right, ladies. So your homework for the week is
finding out which phase of your cycle you're actually in. There's four phases. And if you want to wait till your next period, you're totally welcome to, but figure out the phase you're in. From there, apply it to your life.
If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all,
first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members only. And until then, class dismissed.